Genre: Fantasy. A fantasy includes make-believe events. Look for situations that could not happen. Question of the week: When is it time to find a solution? Bad Berries for Sophie. Written by Stephanie Kylan. Illustrated by Elisa Galban. Sophie lived with her mom and dad in a little blue house. On one side of Sophie lived the Johnsons, who had 3 kids, 3 goats, and 3 turtles. On the other side lived the Walters, an elderly couple whose house was hidden by an enormous garden. One morning, Sophie walked out her door to go to school. As usual, she turned toward the Johnsons, but on the street, there had been an accident between 2 trucks, and the live chickens and marbles the trucks had been carrying were scattered all over the road. Chickens ran about clucking, and the people trying to catch them were slipping on the marbles. So, Sophie turned and went the other way, toward the Walters. All along the Walters' walk was a hedge with purple leaves and bright green berries. When she stopped to tie her shoelaces, she caught sight of Mr. Walter just as he plucked a berry from the bush and popped it in his mouth. There were so many berries on the bush, Sophie decided to try one herself. When she bit into it, a very sweet but also very sour juice filled her mouth. It was everything good about a pickle and everything good about a berry all in one. It was the most delicious thing she had ever tasted. A pickleberry! She ran off to school to tell her friend Tim about it. At the playground, she started to tell Tim about the pickleberry, but Tim stepped back and said, "Ew, Sophie! Did you brush your teeth this morning? Your breath stinks!" Embarrassed, Sophie covered her mouth and went into class, where she did not talk for the rest of the day. The next morning, again she went the way of the Walters. She plucked 3 berries and ate them. At the playground, she called out to Tim, but he stopped before he reached her. "Sophie, you stink even worse today, and there is green gas coming from your mouth!" Sophie blew out a little air and looked down. Sure enough, her breath was green. It must be the pickleberries, she thought. But then she remembered how good they were, and she smiled, with her mouth closed. When she left for school the next day, she was going to go back to her usual route past the Johnsons. But the memory of the sweet and sour berries made her turn toward the Walters. This time, she ate 5 berries and strained to stuff as many as she could in her pocket, which she ate on the way to school. The time it took her to pick the extra berries made her late for class. Everyone was already seated. When her teacher asked her why she was late, she began to explain. But as she spoke, the whole classroom filled with a horrible odor and a bright green gas. The children squealed and moaned. The teacher rushed to open the windows. "Sophie, you must be very sick. I'm calling your father to take you home." When her dad picked her up and asked what was wrong, Sophie said, "The Walters pickleberries are so delicious, but..." Little puffs of green came from her mouth. "I don't know what to do." Her dad rolled down the windows and drove home. But instead of stopping at their house, they stopped in front of the Walters' house. At the gate, Sophie's dad rang a metal bell. Soon, the couple appeared. "Sophie has been eating your berries," her dad said. Sophie hung her head and said, "I'm sorry." The Walters and Sophie's dad laughed. "Oh, honey," Mrs. Walters said, "you don't want to eat those." "But I saw Mr. Walter eat one," Sophie said. Mr. Walter bent down. "They are delicious, but I only eat one a year and only when Mrs. Walter is gone for the day. I have something even better for you." The Walters led Sophie and her dad into their garden. A collection of every fruit tree imaginable lined a path. Beautiful butterflies flew around their heads and in the branches. Mr. Walter reached up, picked a peach from the tree, and handed it Sophie. "Go ahead," he said. Sophie took a bite. Indeed, it was even better than the pickleberries. And when she said, "Thank you," the odor and green color of her breath was gone. The Walters invited Sophie to eat from their garden anytime she wanted, and she was never again tempted by the pickleberries.